Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is John Kovach Jr., your host of the Circle of Knowledge podcast and founder of the Champion Circle Networking Association. I am based at the home headquarters today. I'm just in my living room, the home office, I call it. And today I'm also test driving these new Apple AirPod Maxes to see how the quality and the effectiveness of them are while podcasting. So this is kind of a fun deal. This is really exciting. I've been mobile. I've been on the road for the last month and a half traveling. And as you guys may know, we've been moving this book up the charts. This is the 13 Steps to Riches featuring celebrity author Dennis Waitley. And he's a New York Times bestseller. This is our first volume on the topics of desire, all based on the topics and discussion items, mainly the steps to riches found in this book right here, Think and Grow Rich. And so far, it is going awesome. We are finding a lot of success, having a lot of great stuff. In fact, I was just in San Diego, which I touched down last night home. I touched down to home base, which is Utah, last night as I was flying back from San Diego, where we had a book signing at the historical, one of the oldest standing Barnes & Nobles, and it is in La Jolla, San Diego. And that was super awesome. It was such a fun experience. We had over 22 out of the 33 plus contributing authors who showed up to do book signings, and we had people calling in from all over the country and all over from the world, ordering books online or ordering books over the phone. It was a phenomenal experience, and we're gonna have more of them. We're gonna have a successful book tour coming soon, as other big bookstores realize the impact that we had on one small store. So it's really, really awesome and really exciting. So I'm really excited to have this conversation with you guys today and to introduce to you a new friend of mine. I'm picking up friends left and right as I spend more and more time speaking and sharing my knowledge and contributing as much as I can to the world. And one thing that I've learned, there's this beautiful app. There's this beautiful app on your phones, and it's called Clubhouse. And Clubhouse is it's a beautiful platform where you can utilize and share through the power of audio. And audio does have so much power. I mean, I've told you guys the story about how we started this podcast in the basement of the Fritchie's home, where we huddled into a closet downstairs, and we huddled around a little microphone so that we could, like, you know, have the best quality, and that there was no sound being picked up. And I mean, obviously, our systems and ways have evolved, because I'm now just in the middle of my living room wearing a pair of AirPod Maxes. But I think that this is so interesting, because the power of audio is extremely powerful. I take the audio and the audio transcription of all these podcasts, and I put them somewhere. I put them to work. I put them into blogs. I put them into various formats. And today I want to interview an individual who I met on Clubhouse, where the power of audio is so powerful. And this individual was one of the moderators of a really, really impressive entrepreneurial room in which I was asked to speak it that night. And this person also was very impressive, very professional, and came out telling us a little bit about a product and a software that I had fallen in love with ever since I started masterminding, ever since I started my process of working with entrepreneurs on a daily basis. I've come across this resource, and I've been blown away by its capacities, its capabilities, and how amazing it works. And I don't want to do any of the other taking away of the awesome information and the knowledge that you can receive from this individual and about this product. So you guys, if you please help me give a huge warm welcome to none other than Mr. Simon Lau, everybody. Simon Lau, welcome to the Circle of Knowledge podcast. How are you doing today, Simon?
I'm doing fantastic, John. Thank you so much for inviting me to your podcast and live stream. Happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here, especially since with all of my travels, you've adjusted to my schedule, which I'm extremely grateful for. So thank you for your flexibility. And where are you joining us on the call today?
I am coming to you from San Francisco Bay Area, so
Yeah.
not too far from you where you were in San Diego, and congratulations on the book signing as well.
Thank you. And I'll let you know, we are actually planning we're obviously planning a tour, and we're hoping to get into bigger, more big box bookstores soon. And one of our laser focused ideas is to get down into on San Francisco. So I'll keep you updated on that. But I'm so excited to talk about what we're going to talk about today. As Simon is a representative of a really, really awesome company, a resource that I have found just to be invaluable in everything that I do. And I know that a lot of you listeners are going to love this resource. Before we give away all of that, let's get to know our guest. Let's get to know Simon a little bit. Simon, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself? Where'd you grow up? Who you are? And what it is that you do? But put that at the end, because we want to get to know you first, and then I want to talk more about what it is that you're up to in your profession and career.
So I grew up in Hong Kong, and when I was a teenager, I moved to LA and rooted in the US. So after graduating from MIT, I moved to San Francisco Bay Area, where I started my career. I've been in the tech industry for 20 plus years, started out to be a software developer, eventually transitioning into product management. So fast forwarding to today, I am the VP of product at Otter.ai, which is the application that John has been teasing about. It really comes full circle because I have been in the speech technology for 20 plus years, having gone through building applications that people hate. What I mean by that is that, if you call into an 800 phone number and get customer service, you're encountering with an automated system that says, "Sorry, I didn't get that. Would you repeat that?" Right? It's very frustrating, which really speaks to the many generations of speech technology has really matured up to this point where now you can speak freely, you can speak in natural language. And now with Otter, we are now able to transcribe a full conversation, an entire podcast, an entire meeting, clubhouse rooms, you name it, just any type of long form conversations involving multiple people, Otter can just nail it just like that. So I'm super excited about the future of using AI for speech recognition and happy to talk more in this podcast.
That's so exciting, and I'm glad you jumped right on in. I want to tell you a quick story about how I discovered Otter. I was in my first mastermind group. So oftentimes when I speak on stage, everyone knows, and my audience knows, my mastermind stories. But in my first mastermind, I was looking for a tool, a resource, something that I could use to do a couple things. I needed to take notes faster because of ADHD. I just couldn't keep up in my college courses, and as well as in the executive meetings for my internship. But two, in this mastermind, they instructed that, yeah, you can use it for so much more. Like you can use it to transcribe your thoughts. You can use it to transcribe your meeting notes. You can use it to transcribe 100 different things. And one of those things of that list was, why don't you just speak your book and transcribe that and then take that straight to the editors? And I was like, oh, this is perfect. So I have been using Otter AI, believe it or not, since about 2015 is when I first discovered it, and I've never gone back. There's no other transcription service, no other software that I have loved and trusted more. And so I'm so excited to talk about this and to get more into detail and to share really cool ideas. But tell me a little bit about your if you're comfortable and if you're okay, tell me a little bit about your childhood. You said you were born and grew up in Hong Kong. When did you come over to the States? What was the family life like? And tell us a little bit about that journey as to what brought you here today.
So growing up in Hong Kong, I was a super nerd, so totally into school and studying. I don't know, it's just part of a culture or I just part of who I am. So have always been really studious and want to get straight A's, and that's what it's all about. So when I was a teenager moving to the US, completely changed. Other things matter too, besides school, trying to build social relationships. Just becoming more open to learning in many different ways. So I appreciated my culture and my background, but also love to get the perspective of learning in many different ways. It might mean that you learn by doing more extracurricular activities. So I was really into music, especially singing and dancing and performance art. So I think that really flexes different parts of your muscles. So I really appreciate my journey. But, you know, so of course, when you first immigrated to here, language was an issue. So I was so focused on trying to conquer that and really want to force myself to watch a lot of television, whether it's a Three's Company back in the day, sitcoms or serious things like Nightly News with Tom Brokaw. I just remember forcing myself to watch televisions to get to really use the language and infuse myself so that eventually one day I start thinking and speaking without having to translate in my brain. So in that sense, that was kind of a personal journey that I always wanted to focus on speaking and improving my speaking skills.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. What a really cool perspective and what has become today of Simon Lau. But I really appreciate you going into detail about that, because that is amazing. And for those who have endeavored the adjustment to the American culture and expectations, I send them my prayers, because we are a confusing culture of people, and it's not always black and white or roses, you know, of awesomeness. It's so confusing and conflicting. And I'm very, very impressed, and I'm honored to surround myself with people who have endeavored that, but have also have rolled with the punches, who have made their life a result of their experiences. And so that's fantastic. I have no other questions about childhood or growing up or anything else. I'm sure we get to know you a lot more as we learn about your expertise, how much you know, and what you do know about the software and the program that you represent. Tell us a little bit more. I mean, I'm sure you could talk about this for days and days and days, but tell us a little bit more about the power of the AI automation in Otter's abilities to record, listen, and transcribe, and what fascinates you most about the product and the service?
Yeah, so what drew me to join the Otter team about 4 years ago was just the notion that there is a resurgence of artificial intelligence. AI actually has been around for many, many years, but
yeah,
coming to the point, really everything really lined up in terms of the abundance of data, the democratization of tools to build AI machine learning models, and that really unlocks a lot of possibilities. So specific to Otter.ai, we're using artificial intelligence, natural language processing, machine learning to transcribe spoken English into written text to the level of accuracy that has never been achieved before. In fact, we are the most accurate, the leading vendor, the leading transcription accuracy in the world, both in terms of native speakers, but also non-native speakers. It can transcribe to high level of accuracy to any type of accents, because we take in a lot of data to train our model to be able to accommodate for different types of accents and still be able to turn out a really accurate transcript. On top of that, we also have technology to be able to identify speakers or separate speakers first. So by default, it'll separate into speaker one, speaker two, speaker three, so that the transcript is legible as opposed to a giant block of text. And yeah, on top of that, if you were to click on a paragraph and label this paragraph is John and that next paragraph is Simon, then Otter would automatically learn instantly and label your transcript. So in fact, you know, I share a transcript with you right now in the back channel. I share it with you, and after this live session, you can go back and use it for your show notes when you post it up in the podcast. So how great is that, right? So now it's on-demand live transcript that is labeled with speakers, and And that really unlocks a lot of possibilities because now content creators like podcasters can repurpose your content and turn it into a blog post, turn it into show notes, turn it into captions that you can add to a video if you have YouTube videos. Or just if you want to grab a soundbite and say, hey, there's a really interesting quote that I want to send it out as a teaser on my social media, you can also do that. So there's so much possibility.
Thank you for answering it and that question. And since I've been using Otter since 2015 or so, I can't quite remember when it was, but I know it was during the first mastermind that I had ever joined. There have been some like absolutely amazing product and service awareness that I did not fathom, but Otter.ai is coming in as a service on the back end of a lot of really, really impressive apps, websites, and other services as well. Like if you, I'm trying to remember the one off my head, and maybe you know, but they've partnered with or at least have white labeled with a lot of other great products and services to be the AI backing of particular apps and services. And so if you stumble upon an AI service as opposed or as accompanied with something that you're involved with or that you sign up for or that you log in for, it's very likely that it's backed by Otter.ai because
I'll tell you the most important one, Zoom.
Yeah, please do.
So Zoom, as you go on Zoom meetings, the transcription engine behind Zoom is Otter. So that really speaks to the scalability and credibility of Otter being the top dog in transcription and to be incorporated as part of Zoom. But yes, and also Otter as a standalone product, we also integrate with Zoom, Google Meet, and you can use it for all types of virtual conferencing platforms as well as in person if we eventually get out of this pandemic. But in the meantime, in a hybrid world, you can use Otter for in person and virtual conversations.
I'm so glad you said that. I was kind of teasing it, and you went ahead and shared it because I have an AI service. It's kind of a third party plugged into my Zoom account, and the transcription audio is provided by Otter, and it is absolutely awesome. Like I never miss a beat. It's fantastic. I always get notes. Some other really great useful tips and tools of using Otter. And again, I mentioned this earlier, but if you're an author, okay, if you're an author, being able to just speak your thoughts and to write it all out, as well as to share everything that's on your mind. I've been able to write several books in preparation for the launch of this book and a few others as well, just through Otter, just through notes and transcriptions, which has been a phenomenal resource for me. And in our Clubhouse session, Simon, I was talking about my story and how I needed to get in the room. I just needed to be in the room with the most important people. And the way I could do that was serve them in a really impressive or incredible way. And an individual from the audience came in and said, oh, what else could I do to get into a mastermind group that, I can't afford? And I said, offer to take notes, like do something like that. And then Simon, who was one of the moderators of this impressive room, he jumps in and he's like, yeah, in fact, if you can't write fast, or if you want really, really great accuracy in your notes, just flip on our software service, Otter, and you'll get incredible transcriptions of the entire meeting. And I thought, that's so genius. Like, what a great idea, and what a great way to innovate and improve the efficiencies and the quality of everything that you're doing. I don't know if you have any comments or wanted to speak into that, but what a really cool idea in regards to progressing the way that people can provide services to others.
Yeah, don't get me wrong when I suggested that. It was never meant to be replacing the desire to pick up a pen and paper and take notes on your own. You can still do that. But the fact of the matter is that you can't possibly write everything that is spoken, and you're bound to miss something. So why not, right? Why not leveraging, now that we have a tool like Otter that can capture everything. So now you have the option to go back to refer to some details that you may have missed. And on top of that, just want to clarify for those for your audience who are not familiar with Otter. Otter not only transcribes, but it also records. So what that means is that at the end of the day, it creates an audio transcript, so you can listen back, and also read the text. So the audio is synchronized with the text. So that means you also hear the intonation of how the words were spoken, because sometimes there's meaning to how sentences are said. So you can read between the lines and understand the context behind the speaker. So that's really powerful, right? If you were just to write it down and on pen and paper, you don't get that feeling of how the person said those words. Mm. So that's really powerful as well. But going back to what you were saying about writers, I have two writer testimonials, and I find it really interesting. So there was a writer that wrote me and said, Simon, did you know that it's so thankful of the Otter product? And because I always have writer's block, if I sit in front of a computer and open up a blank page on my word processor, I just stare at it. I just have writer's block. So you know how I get over my writer's block? Just open up Otter and start speaking, and boom, there you go. So that's overcoming writer's block is a writer's tip on how to use Otter to overcome writer's block. The second story I was going to share is for a non-writer or someone who loves to do podcasts and live stream, and they're so used to speaking their content anyhow, and they've never gotten around to write a book. And so they're saying, Simon, guess what? Otter lets me write a 1,000-word chapter in just 10 minutes. I was like, wow, that's so awesome. I love to hear that. I always love to hear these user stories. But those are the two that were most memorable in terms of using Otter for writing.
Oh, that is such a good testimonial. And what a really, really cool thing to share for other authors, because I feel the same way. I can talk a million miles an hour. I can talk for hours. And when I get really, really passionate about something, oftentimes what I'll do is I'll invite a friend to a phone call or a Zoom call or even just like an in-person conversation. And I will stage it and I'll say, hey, I just need human contact. Would you just be a body in the room for me to tell you my sweet idea or to share my chapter or share the concepts I believe on this concept or this theory? And I can just talk. And in that comfortability, Otter just captures everything. It captures all of my voice, my excitement. And one thing that you shared earlier, Simon, that I love is because it does catch the audio, now you've got the premise for exactly what you need in case you wanted to do audiobooks as well. Mm-hmm. And we're currently, you're going to be happy to hear this. So we're currently training and teaching our authors here in this book. So we got about 33 plus contributing authors to the 13 volume book series on how to record themselves. And we're inviting them to use otter.ai and several other resources so that they have that perfect, awesome, exciting transcription as well as the audio version to submit to Audible for our Audible version of the book. So pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Be sure to ask me to send you an affiliate link if I haven't already.
Okay. Awesome. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. I also wanted to share another resource, and this is not to take away from our conversation, but I ordered this. This actually came from, I think it was also shipped to me from Hong Kong, but this is a remarkable, and it feels like paper. It's just a regular notepad or an electric notepad. That you can use kind of like what the old, what were those things called? The old readers, I forget what they're called, but essentially I have the ability to transcribe my handwritten notes to text. It's kind of a cool feature, and I love mixing the two because, again, I do like to take notes just like some people usually do, but Otter enhances your ability to capture everything, grab the audio, to reference back, and there's so many more capabilities that it does. I have a question for Simon. I don't want to put him on the spot, but I will lead into kind of the next part of our segment here. But with all of the innovations and all of the growth and all of the great, big, amazing projects, where do you see Otter going in the future? I mean, where do you see this? And this is a separate question from the question I'll ask later, which is the future of audio. But where do you see Otter taking its product and services with everybody moving to video and digital, but this is a powerful audio platform? Do you see any video capabilities or any other amazing enhancements coming down the pipeline of future production?
We're not religious about just sticking to audio and text, so cool. Video is certainly a possibility in the future. Where we see Otter would add benefits to individuals and companies is that as long as there are people and organizations and companies and schools and educational institutions, there will be conversations and meetings and lectures and interviews, right? So we see that Otter would be right by your side and integrated to whatever medium that you're in, whatever channel that you're communicating, and just be ready and capable to turn all of your conversation into searchable content so that you can go back and remember things, so that you can leave the meeting on the same page and not arguing about who said what and what was decided, right? Because ultimately, time is money. And if you decide to spend the time to have a conversation, to have a meeting, you want to make that that time count. And so by turning, and also in the remote world where you have team members that are in all geographic locations, it's not always practical to be able to have everybody to have synchronous meetings and conversations. So why not have a subset of your team members have a conversation, capture it in Otter, and then share that meeting note, that audio transcript with your remote team members so that they can feel connected to the headquarters, so that they can be part of that discussion, even though it's time shifted, but it makes it much easier to connect between different team members in this hybrid world. Or if you have in-person conversations where you can have two people, you send two people to a client meeting, but the rest of the team is back in the office. Well, guess what? You can also share a live transcript so that everybody can follow along and contribute to the meeting notes. So ultimately, in short, we really see that Otter can make a big impact to the future of work, or even the hybrid work now, because we all need to, in this pandemic world, it's very challenging. There's already so many other challenges that we have to deal with. Why not use a tool that can help everybody to be more productive, more effective, and make your meetings count?
Wow, I love it. And we could talk about this all day long, because this is just, it's so cool. There's so many capabilities. And I will say too, just to honor what you said, Simon, I have watched replays of meetings before, and I have watched so many replays of conferences and summits and these big meetings. And I don't feel connected in video as much as I do with audio, because if I'm not presently there, the video doesn't connect me. I get to see people's faces. Yes, that's awesome. Sure. But it feels like television. Whereas audio has such a, and for lack of better words, it's such a romantic enticing of luring people in. It is a very, very powerful sense that we don't give enough credit. And audio just provides so much more inclusiveness than video, in my opinion, because as many of us are finally diving into the world of podcasting and understanding just how enticing it is to just put on a pair of headphones or to go somewhere and listen to your favorite shows, the power of audio does bring us closer and helps us, in your words, feel involved, especially if you're sending notes or meetings to oversee workers or anyone who just wasn't able to attend. What a really cool resource. And I have found so much power in audio. So I wanted to highlight that in a really cool way. I want to transition just quickly a little bit to some of the things I like to share on this show. And the reason why we have 80 plus episodes now is we just like to give our guests and our interviewees the platform and opportunity to share some nuggets of knowledge just as a result of your life, who you are, what you've learned. I'd like to give you just a few minutes to have the floor and to share with my audience something that you wish you knew when you were younger, or something that you wish you knew that you now know, anything that would really help and enhance your life. And we've talked a lot about Otter, the software, the amazingness, but I also want to get into the ability for our listeners to recognize what else it is that we could gather from all the information that we've shared. So Simon, for the next few minutes, the floor is yours. Please share some nuggets of knowledge, what you wish my listeners to learn and know. And as a result of that, we'll challenge them to take some action. But what's some nuggets of knowledge or just knowledge that you'd like to share with my listeners?
Yeah, one mantra that I go by and I share in my Clubhouse bio is to listen openly and share authentically. Let me repeat again. Listen openly and share authentically. And how I come to that is as I join a lot of these social audio rooms in Clubhouse or Twitter spaces or wherever it is, I learned I have to have a lot of patience to be able to listen to different perspectives and to be able to keep an open mind. If you go into a room that talks about topics that can be polarizing and there are different sides, it's important to be able to keep an open mind and listen to all perspectives, because we all come from different backgrounds and have different life experiences. How great is it to have the opportunity to gather people from all over the world to be able to speak on a topic and coming from their various perspectives that are from their different countries or from different industries or from different backgrounds and life experiences. So I think it's really important to be able to have the patience and openness to listen to different perspective, and then exercise critical thinking. And then when you are actually have the opportunity to speak in such forums, try your best to share. I try my best to share authentically how I really feel about a topic or what I know, and make sure that I spread the right information and not misinformation. But even if I have a different opinion, I just have the confidence to be able to express your point of view. And hopefully you can back it up with your own life experiences, or you can back it up with data or science or whatever profession that you're coming from, right? Ultimately, you want to add value to the conversation. So yeah, so that's sort of what I have come to in my few months of experience in participating in these really engaging conversations in these social audio platforms.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that incredible knowledge and information. And I want to, again, point the awesomeness back to you, because you do such a good job at communicating, but also listening and being just a very, very powerful speaker. And sometimes being a powerful speaker isn't about enthusiasm or charisma or energy. And what Simon has is the power to listen, gather, and to communicate authentically and proficiently. And I think that's a really, really big deal, because especially when people grow up in various cultures and English is either their first or second or another language to them, there's the difference between fluency and proficiency, in my opinion. And I think that fluency is just being able to communicate in a way where you receive and you give. But I think proficiency is where Simon has mastered the art and the ability to gather, to contain, and to disseminate information in a very, very clear and powerful and professional way. And so I wanted to commend you for that. Based on that, this idea of listening and sharing, what's a challenge? And I use the word challenge because I want to challenge my listeners to take action. Nothing we do on this show is just for you to obtain and then sponge up. But I want my listeners to take action. If you were to issue a challenge for them to take action today, what's something that you would teach them or share them to do, share with them and issue them to do as a result of some of the information and the knowledge and the experiences that we've talked about today?
Yeah, a challenge that I would have is to do your best to reflect on when you're speaking, reflect on what you're really saying and to reflect on how you come across. Let me give a more concrete example. Let's say if you're a job seeker looking to interview, right? So you go into an interview, you answer these interview questions. Think about as you are answering these questions, are you answering it about yourself or are you answering to address the points that the interviewer is looking for? So it's a very subtle difference of just literally answering the question being asked. But you really need to think beyond. It's like, why is this interviewer asking you this question? And therefore, you want to make sure you answer it the way that would address the points that the interviewer is looking for. So if the interviewer is asking, tell me about a time when you failed in a project, right? Behind that question, what are they really looking for? So one way to take action is to, hey, pick up the Otter app, record yourself speaking and be able to listen back and reflect on, in this interview situation or in a heated meeting debate. Like, you know, sometimes you have healthy debates and discussions in a meeting, right? If you have a recording and you're able to listen back, you can self-reflect and see, all right, maybe I could have conveyed that point in a different way to get the point across, because it's not personal. It's about business. It's about striking that. It's about negotiating. It's about striking the balance to make sure that you get the point across and get people to be on the same page and be able to move forward and take action so that you can drive business results. So I can almost think of like, you can use Otter as a Grammarly of speaking, right? But being able to also, when you listen back to yourself, and that's what I also find myself improving in my speaking skill, in that being immersed in a company like Otter, and I listen to myself speak. At the beginning, it was like really cringy. It's like, oh my God, my voice sound like this, right? So you have to get over that, right? Once you get over the sound of your own voice, and now you can listen a little bit more and about, all right, what did I say? Am I conveying it in a way that really resonate with the listener?
I love that challenge, Simon. Thank you. Yeah, it is extremely valuable that you get used to listening to yourself and get comfortable with the fact that you do have a voice, that you do have power, you do have the ability to share the knowledge, information, and talents of yourself. And I love that. So thank you for sharing that. I know we're at the top of the hour and I want to respect Simon's time, but just a few last minute questions. And as we wrap this up, I just wanted to ask, you know, what are some of your, I know we talked a little bit about the future of work. Could you expound a little bit about just how Otter might influence how people operate in the workforce as a result of it being integrated with websites, WordPress, Zoom, everything else? Are there any other futuristic insights to how Otter can affect the world of work and looking forward, and at least things that you're looking forward to?
Such a great question. This is a life in a pandemic world. Give me 10 seconds to turn off my alarm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No worries. And while he's doing that, I'll preface and no worries at all, Simon. This is a really awesome way. I mean, here I am in my living room wearing a pair of headphones, and I'll give away some of the secrets, but I'm using, you know, spotlights here to light my face in a proper way. Now, I don't look nearly as good as Simon's proper lighting there, but again, what a cool, innovative way we've been able to adjust our world and our life. So no worries at all, Simon, about the alarm. That's actually even cooler that we have these fun little nuances that happen amidst our conversation. So again, the question is just tell me a little bit about the things that you're most excited for and how Otter will change the future of work and how it'll influence what we do.
Yeah, I touched a little bit upon it earlier, but I'll summarize it again. I think in terms of future work, I do see that being a blend of synchronous and asynchronous communication. So synchronous communication would be in-person meetings, virtual meetings, and asynchronous conversation would be, whatever your favorite work messaging systems that you can text people, send messages, or send emails and whatnot, right? So I do see that Otter can make an impact in all such types of communication. So the earlier example that I gave about having a subset of your team members to have a synchronous meeting and have Otter capture it and be able to share that as an asynchronous audio transcript to your remote team members. That would be one way that we can impact and help the hybrid work environment right now. But we absolutely see more ways that team members can collaborate live and asynchronously through Otter in the future. And we're not religious about just audio and text, but absolutely open to other platforms, other medium, including video as well, or screenshots and all of that.
I love that. Absolutely love that. And to piggyback off of that, and then we'll get to know what we'll ask our audience, or we'll ask you to tell our audience how they can get a hold of you. But the last question that you and I had talked about in the green room before this was, what are some of your thoughts on the future of audio in the digital universe, given that, a Clubhouse is a very, very new, powerful, amazing social media channel. What are some of your thoughts on the future of audio as it progresses into just this whole new awesome digital world?
So I'm really excited to see this new type of social audio engagement in all these different platforms. So it really opens up a lot of so like Clubhouse and Twitter Spaces and Facebook Audio Rooms or even Slack Huddle Rooms. So just within the last year, all the companies are really pushing out these great platforms to allow people to have live audio conversations. And that really speaks to the power and efficiency of audio conversations, right? We had video conferencing for so long. We thought that that's all, that's what you need to do. And I think in most of the cases, it's useful to have a video conferencing. But there's actually a more efficient, more convenient platform. People are saying they love social audio rooms because, oh, you don't have to worry about what you look like, and you can just like wake up and jump into a room and start, participating in audio conversations. So I think that's really great. So I do see that the future of audio is that it's not necessarily just audio only, but I do see that an audio first type of experiences. It might be the most convenient way of communicating. And so at Otter, we're really glad that we have been so laser focused on audio and text, turning audio to text. So why not? Why not have every ad hoc impromptu audio conversation be persisted and transcribed into text so that you have the option to go back? John, let me ask you, how many times do you jump into a live conversation where you thought, oh my God, that's such a great nugget of knowledge, or I wish I had taken notes on that, right? And then you ended up asking the guest to say, that is so important. Can you repeat that again? Or in a social room where people are speaking poems or people are doing, have a really heartfelt account of their life experiences, right? So being able to capture those moments when they're spoken, I think it's really, really critical. And so I see that the future of audio is that people don't even have to think about it. They just accept that it is already transcribed, and they can really leverage the power of that transcription to do a lot of good in repurposing the content, in providing accessibility, in turning that into knowledge that you can further use in other use cases and pass on the knowledge to other people. I think it's
I couldn't agree more, and I know you're if anything, tenfold more excited than I am because this is your industry. This is what you're all about. But yeah, it probably happens a dozen times a day, if not a dozen times a week, where I'm just like, ah, could you repeat that? And I just slide my phone under their, you know, under their wavelengths from their mouth so that I could capture something. And I love the ability that we have to record and to capture what people have said. It's that you should never have that feeling moving forward of, oh man, I wish someone would have recorded this conversation, because you can now. No excuse. It's out of the bag. You have it. It's there. It's available. Thank you for sharing all of that, Simon, and thank you so much for your time. Let's wrap up the show by giving our listeners just a way that they can reach out to you and contact you. If you would please share how they can, how best to reach out to you. And then I have here the I'm so sorry. Hey, I'm on a show. No, you can't bark during that time. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Come here. My dog just left. This is the habit. You, like you said, the things that happen when you do your meetings. But how can my listeners get a hold of you, and how best could they reach out to you to learn more about Otter and to get started?
I'm actually very active on various social media platforms. So my Twitter handle is underscore Simon Lau. So the underscore symbol and then SIMONLAU. So you can reach out to me on Twitter. My DMs are open. Also, if you are in Clubhouse, feel free to. It's the same handle, underscore Simon Lau. You can find me there as well. So those are the couple that you can reach out to me, and happy to have a live conversation on Clubhouse as well, or Twitter Spaces, or just send me a DM on Twitter. Happy to hear about what you use Otter for, or if you have any questions about the product, or if you have product feedback and suggestions. I love engaging with our users and customers. I think that's a great way to learn about all the opportunities and pain points, and so that we can continuously improve our product.
Thank you for bearing with my dogs. And I appreciate what you said, and I want to honor what you said too, because ladies and gentlemen, I met Simon through Clubhouse, and he is such a great, resourceful advocate for the powerful tools that he has shared. I've actually never met anyone who's any bit of a representative from AI companies. And so if you're even just as intrigued as I am, please get to know our good friend Simon Lau, and follow him on Twitter, reach out to him on Clubhouse. You'll see him speaking and moderating in some of the most impressive entrepreneurial rooms on Clubhouse, some of the longest lasting and longest running, biggest entrepreneurial rooms. It's fantastic. And I also put in here just something that you had mentioned before, Simon, that I should have put a space there, but it's okay. If you want to visit otter.ai, not otter.com, you'll get a cute little otter. I've looked at it before. But if you go to otter.ai, and use the word trial, or if you send a message to Simon here on social media, or if you send it to me, I'll forward you, or I'll connect you with Simon on social media. But he's so good about that. You can use the word trial to transcribe with Otter for free, and to turn podcasts into show notes, and to repurpose your content, or any of the various ideas that we had shared on the show. And I'm grateful for your time, and I hope that you'll come back on the show again some other time as we schedule it, because this is just so cool. And I can't wait to take action on some of the things that you shared, the challenge you shared with us to get comfortable with recording ourselves, and to be open to the idea that if we capture our voice, that we'll be able to find more and more powerful things and tools that will perpetuate our lives. And I want to thank you for that, and thank you for sharing that with my listeners. And do you have any last parting words before we continue on to the rest of our days?
Well, I want to thank you for the opportunity to come on to your show, John. So I'm really thankful for that. And love to continue to connect with you on all the different platforms. And to your audience, again, the company is otter.ai. So just like the animal, OTTER.ai. So our website is otter.ai. I know there's a little bit of a mistake in the captioning earlier, so no worries. So let me repeat the information. It's otter.ai, OTTER.ai. So that's our website. You can find out more about it and create a free account just to get started. We have a pro plan and a business plan. Pro plan is basically a pay plan for an individual. Business plan is a pay plan for a company, an organization, or school. So do check that out. We're also on App Store and Google Play, so you can download it to your phone. So it works as a mobile application on your mobile phone, on your tablet, on your iPad, on your Android tablet. We are also integrated with Zoom, so you can find Otter in the Zoom marketplace. Last but not least, we also have a Google Chrome extension. So if you go to the Google Chrome Web Store, search for otter.ai, you will find a plugin so that you can transcribe Google Meet meetings directly from your Google web browser. So those are all the different ways and more to come. I'm so excited to keep sharing. You know, maybe in a future time, I'll jump on another show with John or in as well to give an update. But for now, Otter is available on the web, iOS, Android, Zoom, and as a Chrome extension for Google Meet. Thank you.
That's a great idea, Simon. And in closing, let's get you back on the show. Let's schedule another time to do this, and maybe we can give you the controls, and you can walk us through some of the really cool integrations. Like, you just got my whole morning fired up, because now I realize, wait, I don't have the plugin yet to my Chrome. So now I'm super excited to play around with that. But everybody, go please contact our friend Simon. Reach out to him, connect with him. He's got such a great way of connecting and sharing valuable information with this new platform. And I want to thank you for coming on the show, for being now a Circle of Knowledge alumni. Now that you've completed this, and I'll send you all of the information of this podcast episode. And I just want to thank you for your time and your vulnerability, as well as your willingness to share more about your awesome expertise and who you are. It's very, very impressive, and I just want to honor you. And I know that a lot of my listeners, if you look at the comment section, a few people have been inquiring about some of the things. And I feel like we covered all the questions, so which is why I didn't bring any up on the screen. But Simon, thank you so much for your time. I want to respect it. I know we went a little few 15 minutes over the hour, but I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I appreciate you. And I look forward to the next time that we'll be on this, and you can kind of take over the reins and kind of show us some of the capabilities and awesomeness from Otter.
Thank you, John. And hello to all the listeners. Happy to connect with you after this as well. Thanks.
Fantastic. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. And until next time, we encourage you to take on the challenge that Simon has issued. And we invite you to never delay on taking action. So as you've listened to this, whether you're in your car, in your house, listening to this on your walk, or at the gym, I know it could be oftentimes awkward to take action when you're amidst doing other things, but please do not hesitate. Do not delay. Take action now. Go download the Otter app on your phone. Go download it on your Google Chromes. Go try your free trial, and then get involved in like a pro version and mention Simon or connect to Simon to learn more, because he can help you and it'll help in many, many great ways. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. And I'm going to hit the awesome, looking for it right now. Here we go, the outro, woo! This is John Kovach Jr. with the Circle of Knowledge podcast. Just wanted to take a minute and say thank you again for being a listener. We are in our fifth season. Can you believe that? Fifth season. This is a podcast that we literally started in our basement. And we've graduated. We've evolved. We've added so many amazing guests and speakers to this amazing podcast. And I wanted to just thank you, because you guys make it possible. I will report that we've got over 25,000 listeners worldwide. So thank you for being a listener. And to give back, we just want to get touch base with you to learn more about what you love about our show. And if you will please send me an email, direct email, like this is going to be the email that you want to send it to. My email is John, J-O-N, @mychampioncircle.com. And that is the email you can reach me at. Please send us some advice, some counsel, some suggestions. If you like any piece of the show, or if there's anyone that was on the show that you really loved and want them back on the show, please let us know, because the conversations that we have on this show really do get slightly below the surface. But if we have guests come on for a second or a third time, then we can even get deeper. And that's what I'm all about, is getting into the core and the deep conversations to help you enhance, increase, and improve your knowledge. Selfishly, I do this podcast because I just love learning from amazing people. And I hope you do too. The stories are very, very impactful. They're inspiring. They motivate me. And they also just, you know, get me out of bed every day. I really love doing this show. And if you love it too, please show your support. You can send us some money if you want, but that's not necessarily important. Most importantly, it's just hearing what you want to know. And if you love this show, please go ahead and give us a subscription or a follow or a like, or even just leave a great 5-star review. That would really, really benefit the show. And if you have nothing nice to say, then just buzz off. So again, I'm John Kovach Jr. I'm an international motivational speaker. I'm a global mastermind leader, and I'm the founder of Champion Circle Networking Association, a growing networking association that takes mastermind methodologies and puts them to the test as true professionals seeking to grow and scale their businesses work on that. Every single week, every single day, we follow the teachings of Think and Grow Rich and so many other great, amazing books, which we review on this show. So if you've really enjoyed the content, please show us some love and support. I just want to hear from you. I want to know who's out there. Who's out there? Tell me who's out there. Anyways, we appreciate you. And again, thank you for enjoying the show. We look forward to launching a few more episodes. We go live every week, and we will, if you want to catch us on the live show, that will be on Facebook or LinkedIn. Just look me up. It's John, J-O-N, Kovach, K-O-V-A-C-H, Junior, J-R dot. And you can find us on pretty much anywhere, but we go live on Friday mornings, but the show will launch here on the podcast channel that you listen to every Monday morning. So looking forward to more opportunities to convert and to serve you. So get on it, go with those amazing counsels, and that makes really good sense, right? But please take the counsel and the knowledge that you receive from this show and put it to action, and let me know what stories, advances, what amazing overcoming challenges you're having in your day-to-day life. All right. Without being said, thank you for listening to the show. We love you.